The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Good, bad, or ugly, all true Christians are family. That's how it goes. And did you know that Jesus is the first brick? Huh, what? And finally, here's something totally cool for the post office. You are God's address.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, poly being many, ticks being blood-sucking insects, entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. How much more? A lot. Just a lot more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. We will be having trivia a little later on. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation. Why? Because it's not professional radio. Just ask Mike Evans. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let me just tell you right out of the gate, I want to give a big thank you to Great Aunt Deb and to Mike Evans. I had a wonderful lunch today, and Great Aunt Deb set the whole thing up. Mike Evans, by the way, for those that are unaware, a radio legend throughout the country. It was my privilege to meet with him, talk with him. We had a very good time, and Great Aunt Deb set the whole thing up. I do want to point out that Great Aunt Deb does not refer to her girth. Most specifically, I'm saying that because she's been dieting and lost like 20 pounds. So she's doing really good. In fact, her and Wonder Julie ought to get together. I think they'd really enjoy each other. Okay, bottom line, let's talk about some of the things that are going on. We're going to do a little expository teaching. We're going to do a little trivia. But we need to cut to the chase and talk about one of the most important elements of the day. I don't know if anybody knows what holiday this is. There's two of them. Do you have any idea what either of the holidays are?
Don't know.
All right, first one. Clean your refrigerator day.
Yes. It's a good idea.
Every once in a while when you open a refrigerator and there's a growth and it kind of looks like it's from a foreign planet, probably want to get rid of it. I don't know. Unless you're looking to do an E.T. movie.
Really, yeah, just don't shut the door and walk away.
Yeah.
You got to find it and get it out of there.
Yeah. And it's probably in the area where you put your hand by it and you hear, no.
Yeah.
Don't. That's probably one of the things you want to get away from. Plus, for those that really get this, it's National Bundt.
Oh,
Bundt Cake Day.
Yes.
Ooh, right? I love that, right? Isn't I love those. There's that one nuke, that company, the Bundt Cake Company or whatever. It's fantastic. You ever had that? It's really good for diets.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you ahead of time. There will be, just for you people that are into this, I am going to tell you right now, when we get to Thanksgiving and when we get to Christmas, those are the two holidays that somehow the Lord rearranges all the food, and then no matter what you eat, you don't gain weight. You can eat as much as you want. It's called a no-calorie day. I don't know how he does it. It's somewhere in my mind that he does it. What do you think? Is that going to be good?
I call foul.
Okay. I tried. I will do something I haven't done before history-wise on today. 1926, the first U.S. nationwide radio network was released. First nationwide radio network in the United States began broadcasting 1926 on the day. It was, in fact, NBC. Unfortunately, NBC now stands for No Bible Christians. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Also, for foodies like myself, Dave Thomas opened his first Wendy restaurant on this day in 1969. Go, go, go. And then for movie people, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which we just talked about, opened in theaters in 1977 on this day. Now, I have not done this yet, but we'll do this today because of the importance. I'm going to talk about Nathan Goldman Sylvan, and I haven't talked about him yet. And it's his birthday, and he was born in 1898. And I'm just going to acknowledge it really fast, and I think everybody will appreciate it because he invented the shopping cart.
Oh.
So you can say a lot of things, but good job on that one.
Yeah, it's multi-purpose.
Yeah, I mean, good job on that one. First of all, you can put food in it. Second, yes. you can put people in it.
Your belongings.
Right, you can put your belongings. And many a times, me and my friends went to places we weren't supposed to in the shopping cart, with the shopping cart, borrowing it for maybe an extended period of time. That happens. And then going downhill with pillows.
Good times.
Good times when everybody felt indestructible, huh? That was back in the day, right? All right. I will open up with a trivia, and then we'll get into the Ephesians study. We're doing expository Thursday teaching on Friday.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
I have to get you more sounds. There's just no other word. There's no other phrase that I can use. We are going to do that, though. It's going to do a recap. It's really a cool section in Ephesians, although if you really study the book, none of it's uncool. It's all really cool. Let us see if you can catch this one. I want to make it not too difficult to open up with. So last couple of days ago, we talked about where Jesus' hometown was, right? We talked about his hometown, not where he was born, but his hometown. Jesus was from Nazareth, kind of like you and I being from other places, some people from Philly, some people from Detroit, some people glad to be out of Detroit. Here is the question, though, not where he's from, but what city was Jesus born? And now we're going to the birth city. What city was Jesus born in? 972-445-0770. Unfortunately, I'm broke, so there's no money to give you. So you're just answering because you love the radio and the Bible, and you want people to know. If people don't know, it's something they should know. Let us just real briefly do an intro on our Ephesians study. I want to make sure you understand what's going on. In Ephesians, Ephesians is made up in six chapters, and it's really easy to understand it if you just kind of take a step back. So we're talking about helicopter observations. You get in a helicopter, you look at it from a distance. Ephesians chapter 1 through 3 talks all about our position in the Lord. And chapters 4 through 6 talk about our responsibilities in the Lord. So you got position, responsibility. We're still in chapter 2, so we're still talking about our position and the privileges we have. But first, we have somebody answering the trivia question. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Bobby out in Climax.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. If I remember right, he was born in Bethlehem.
That is correct, sir. That is absolutely correct. Let me tell you, a little town in
Bethlehem.
Right? That's for a Christmas,
right.
Christmas hymn. That's right.
Yeah, and plus I remember what Linus said on the Charlie Brown special when he quoted Luke. Lo, there'll be a child born in Bethlehem.
Now that, my brother, is one of the best attached quotes I have heard in radio ever. I remember from Charlie Brown. Excellent job. Are you looking forward to the weekend? You got anything going on? You got heavy work going on? You got a light work? You're going to relax? What do you got going on this weekend? Anything?
Oh, I'll probably do some ham antenna work. I'm a ham operator.
Is it going to have some fun doing that? Is it going to be a good work or is that hard work?
Oh, no, it'll be fun being an amateur radio operator, not like you, a professional.
Yeah, don't worry, brother. I am professional.
I do all my work, and it's still fun talking around the world and stuff.
Love it. Love it. Let people know you are the winner, the first winner on the David Spoon Experience on the trivia contest. Excellent job.
All right. Thank you, and God bless.
You too, brother. All right. That's the way to get it rolling, people. That is the way to get it rolling. All right, let's go back now. I want to talk about a Charlie Brown reference. I'm in awe. I want to talk about Ephesians. We talked about chapter 1, 2, and 3 being our position, chapter 4, 5, and 6 being our practice. And if you remember in chapter 1, we talked about salvation, being chosen by the Father, redeemed by the Son, sealed by the Spirit. Cool stuff. And then later on, there's this personal acknowledgement and prayer, and then power is illustrated. We're kind of jumped into chapter 2, and I don't want people to get too far into the weeds. I just want you to understand, in chapter 2, the scripture is talking about, in Ephesians, talking about our condition, his response to our condition, and then a formula. That's Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. And then we kind of got into, look, as a collective group, we're all separated, but Jesus unites us, and now we're picking it up from that moment. And what it's called the collective results, and I'm just telling you what to think of as we're reading the scripture. Verse 19 in Ephesians 2 says this: consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Jesus Christ himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. So the opening thing that I want to discuss, and we'll have to go into it a little more depth in the second segment, but the opening element is to understand this: good, bad, or ugly, which any and all can be true, true Christians are family. You're not just fellow citizens, which is hugely important. As you look at it, you're no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens. It's a joint operation, so to speak. But you are God's people and members of God's household. Everybody is connected. And people are like, well, everybody's connected. Everybody is connected, and that's the way it goes. And here's how you know things like that are true. Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, after I looked, and there before me was a great multitude, which no one can count, from every nation, tribe, people, language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. Every what, Dave? Just think of that. Every nation, every tribe, every people, every language. The moment you think God doesn't have people in groups like A and B and C, you don't understand how powerful God is and how he operates in places people don't even understand. I remember when I was talking to Jim Daly, and this was several years ago, and he said the fastest – he had talked to Billy Graham, and this was back, several years ago. He's the fastest growing group of Christians was in Russia. So like, it is? That would be my first response. Really? I did not, and I genuinely did not know. And then there's other groups that are growing. There's an enormously large amount of people becoming Christians in China, which they're trying to stop. But as you know, it's difficult to stop God. Okay, let's rephrase that. It's impossible to stop God. And if God decides there's going to be a revival in China, guess what? There's going to be a revival. And you are members and connected and family with all of these people. You don't know all of them yet. You're going to have all of eternity to get to know everybody, past, present, and future. But this is your spiritual family. You're a part of it, and they're a part of you. You have the same dad. You are blood relatives, the blood of Jesus Christ, and you drink from the same Holy Spirit. That connects you as good as you can be connected. We come back, we're going to look at a few other things that emerge from that. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. Can't stand the skill,
can't stand the shame. What is the David Spoon Experience?
Let me tell you what I'm torn between the two. I'm twixt between the torn two. You want to know why? I've got the biggest breaking story ever.
No,
to
you
be,
need to do that first. Yeah, I just can't wait.
More than my whole thing about the four-way stop sign?
Yep.
You want me to do the number one story?
That's
Ladies
right.
and gentlemen, you better get ready. Here's my advice. I don't give this advice very often, and I don't give it uncheckfully. What's uncheckfully? I don't know. Here's the biggest story you have ever heard on the David Spoon Experience. If you have children who are listening, if you are not in a car, it's time to cover their ears or send them into another room. That's how chilling this is. Ladies and gentlemen, I have it off the press literally within the last 2.5 hours. Actually, it's less than 2.5 hours ago. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I have it right in my hands. Get ready. Do not get nauseous when you hear this. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a fact that as of today, the Navy, the United States Navy, officially has made its proclamation. Ready? Are you ready? Are you listening? This is the most important thing ever. You ready? That Captain Crunch is a fraud. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States Navy has declared that Captain Crunch...
I do not buy it.
No, listen to this. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Captain Crunch has 3 stripes on his cuffs, and that signifies a commander and not a captain. So the United States Navy has made it absolutely known today, Captain Crunch, a captain. Now, it is true.
Are you going to rename the cereal Commander Crunch?
Yes, Commander Crunch. That's why I told you, don't let your kids hear this. It is possible that that uniform could represent either German or Portuguese Navy. They are not sure because all of those uniforms were lost with their great navies.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's 3 ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, website davidspoonmedia.com. Quick update on the app. We have been approved. That is good. We are approved. It is not yet in the Google Play Store. It's like, I guess what happens now is once it's approved, then they go around, they go,
okay, push the button.
And until they do that, it's not available in the Play Store. It will have nothing really fancy, super duper easy, but if you ever are interested in listening to the show, you can just with the push of a button when we're done. If we ever get done, which I hope happens at some point, you know, in the next millennia. Let's talk about our good friend Clint over at Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Mr. Restore at MrRestore.com. Fire and smoke, damage cleanup, water cleanup, I mean wind damage cleanup, flood damage cleanup. Are you getting the idea here? Okay, smoke, fire, water, wind,
smoke on the water,
wind, flood, all of it, sewage removal, other restoration services in and around all of Dallas, all of Fort Worth, all of Denton, all of Grapevine, all over the place. And even expanding beyond that, look, they have advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They are A-plus rated with the BBB, so you can CCC why it's good. 50 years of restoration experience. Thousands of happy customers. You can go to MrRestore.com and talk to them. It's free. There's no cost just to touch base with them. You can get a chance to talk to Clint, who's the owner, and they are just doing great, and we're very, very excited for them. The bottom line is you can call them at 877-631-7576. Now, some of you out there going, say that again, Dave. I won't remember. All right, I'll try it anyway. 877-631-7576. 7576, or you can go to Mr. restore.com, right to their website. Also on our website, there is a link for them directly on davidspoonmedia.com, as well as for the Adaptive Training Foundation, which is their group, their ministry that helps people that have had limbs eliminated, 1, 2, 3, or 4 limbs eliminated. They work to bring these people back into society, back into life, and they train them. It's a 9-week training course. There's nothing light about this. And everything in the world, it's kind of a redemptive pulling them back into life. And, man, it's some intense stuff. We're going to have Clint come on the show with Mo, and they're going to talk about it. So we're looking forward to that. We encourage you to check that out. Don't forget manofgodmoving.com. Johnny Hill was in here yesterday, did a great job sharing on the radio. And as well, he has a link now on our website. So if you ever like,
there's too many names, Dave, I can't follow.
All right, well, then go to davidspoonmedia.com. There's a thing that says best partners / sponsors. Just go there. Okay, and then you can get all the information you need. Trivia question number two, before we carry on with our Ephesians study. Trivia question number two. By the way, let me check in the weather just to make sure. Is the weather – just check with Wonder Julie because she knows more than I do. Is the weather supposed to be super-duper cold again this weekend, or are we looking at anything intense?
No, we're looking at sunshine in like mid-60s tomorrow and almost 70 on Sunday with sunshine.
Okay. We're not going back to 100, though, are we?
Not yet.
Right. You know, I had to go out yesterday in my yard. Believe it or not, I got to tell you this because you only would appreciate this to the level that everybody else would. And I had to use the blower, and I had to blow the leaves that were all over the yard. I was like, there were so many from like Monday and Tuesday, I had to spread them all back by the fence. I mean, it was just like, I thought I was done with this.
Well, you got to pick the leaves up for them to be gone. You can't just push him off to the side.
Why do you sound like somebody I know? What is that
You're
about?
You're like the kid that was told to clean his room and you found everything in the closet and under the bed.
Yeah, well, hey, if it fits in the closet, then it's all clean.
This is a sandwich from last April.
This is a sandwich, I think. All right, let's go to our next trivia question. What position of power... Remember Joseph, and it didn't go that well for him. His brothers were kind of, you know, not the happiest with him, and so they sold him. What a group. We'll deal with that down the road. We're going to try and do Genesis at one point. You'll be like, it'll blow your mind. It'll only take us like 5 years to go through like the first half. Anyway, what position of power did Joseph end up with? Now, I want you to think about that, all right? You don't Google, no Googling. You can look in your Bible. It's in Genesis. Okay, but what was the position of power that he was given in Egypt when he was kind of freed and put into the place that God had ordained for him to be? 972-445-0770. That's, you don't have to answer perfectly, but you kind of know where I'm going with that. 972-445-0770. So just to recap on what we just talked about, again, good, bad, or ugly, which I think applies in a lot of ways, all true Christians are your family. That does not mean that all true Christians see everything the exact same, feel about everything the exact same. It's not like there's a misunderstanding. Unity is not a conformity element, whereas there is no freedom and there's no ability to make a decision. So, for example, if you're a person and you like strawberry ice cream, okay, there is not a requirement in the framework of Scripture for everybody who's a Christian must love strawberry ice cream. I mean, there are some things that you get to choose, some things on your own. And if you will look at the example of the church, there's no better example than to look at the nation of Israel as God chose Israel. It's just the easiest way to say it. You got 12 tribes, and in each of the tribes, they have a different functionality. Levites doing something different than the Reubenites, and they're doing something different than Judah. But within each of those tribes, there are what? There are individuals doing individual things. There are warriors, and there are teachers. There are accountants, and there are waiters and waitresses. There's all of that. And the church has got a lot of that. The problem is between the tribes in Israel, they're needed to stay an open flow so that they can connect with one another. That's the problem the church is having, that the body parts don't want to talk to one another because everybody thinks they're the most important body part. That's wrong. Okay, let's get to this question here. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Bobby again.
Hey, Bobby, what's going on? Are you feeling? You must be feeling pretty good about this because you calling back means that you're on it.
Yeah, I gave a little bit of time. I think I know this. I'm going from strictly memory when I'm out here in my radio room, but I think he was given power over all the land. He was like the king's right-hand man. The king sat back, and Joseph ran everything.
So if he was the right-hand man, he would be at what level? If you were going to give him a power structure of 1 through 5, what would you give him?
I'd probably give him like vice president.
Okay, so then he'd be number
4 out of 5.
He'd be vice president. He'd be not number one, but number 2.
Yeah,
that's it right there.
Okay.
Now, there's some argument about that, which is okay. It's okay to have like a – well, maybe he was 3, 4, or 5. But the idea was he would only be inferior to that of Pharaoh himself. And Pharaoh,
right,
unlike our country and unlike even all the countries around today, Pharaoh was the absolute ruler. It was up and
right
down. You lived or died depending on what he said, even much worse than a Caesar. So good job on that.
He had a lot to do with, keeping the Pharaoh in line too, guiding him the right direction.
Yeah, I think it's what's more amazing, if somebody would have told him when he was in prison, hey, this is all to get you to second in command of Egypt.
Right,
it might have been
yeah
a different perspective and a different way to approach it. It might have been, I know if I was in prison, wrongfully accused, and that Lord said, well, I got to make you second in command, so this is the route it's got to go. I think for me, I would stop complaining. Be like,
yeah,
okay, the Lord has a plan.
Well, that's the same thing with Abraham's wife, Sarah. She kind of giggled at it. She didn't think it was possible, but
yep.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then she found out, guess what? God can do anything.
That's right. Everything.
Anything. Amazing. Great, great, great call. Very good. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too. I love Bobby. He's great. Okay. All right. Let's go to the next part of this. I want to deal with this, and we're a little unlimited time, so I want to get right to it. In the next verse, it says, you're no longer foreigners or aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people, members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as being the chief cornerstone. Now, I am not a builder. My family actually is. The Spoon Brothers and the Spoon Builders have been around since... well, they came over in 1890-something, and they're in Detroit, and they started their company in 1918. They built hospitals and office complexes, all this other stuff. Here's what I do know about a cornerstone, because it talks about Jesus being the cornerstone. It is the first stone that is laid down by which everything else is lined up. Now that – so you can say, well, the cornerstone's this, and the cornerstone's this. Well, okay, wait, stop. Okay, if you're talking to a person like me who's not that smart, you'd have to say, Dave, the cornerstone is like the very first brick that you put down. Like, oh, okay. So everything lines up based on, now it's not the very first brick, but that's the way I would have to think of it. A cornerstone makes everything else line up properly. Guess what? That's what the church is built on. That doesn't mean the church functions in that. A lot of churchianity versus Christianity, but it's supposed to be built on Jesus Christ being the rock by which everything else lines up. You see, that's a good thing, right? All right. Could take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water,
we happen to be people who are able to, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
The deterioration of the ecosystem, or creation itself, is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem, or creation itself, crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Going to do a trivia question in the last segment. I want to talk about, this is kind of an intense segment, but this is really a fascinating segment. Next week, I'm going to be addressing that issue that you had just heard on the radio in regards to the ecosystem and man and so on and so forth. The idea that man isn't responsible is ridiculous. The idea that man is going to restore it is twice as dumb. Just tell you right now. Yeah, I can't put a Band-Aid on an infection and expect it to get better. That's not how that works. In fact, true Bible-believing, born-again Christians are very, very clear in the four scriptural references that we are looking for a new heavens and a new earth. I don't want one that has been doubled over by sin and then somebody just polishes it. I'm of the faith where scripture makes it quite clear we want the new one. Okay? Just in case you're kind of wondering how that goes. Okay, let's get into this next segment. It's a very, very interesting segment. So verse 19:20, consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. Cool. This is the next verse, 21. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. Now, people read that and they think, well, that sounds very like King James-ish. Like, well, I don't even know what that means, number one. And number two, listen to how cool that is. In Jesus, the whole building is kind of put together. It's almost as though there's a building and there's different sections, different floors, different offices, different rooms, different elements. Just think of a building. And it's all put together by Jesus. If you want to say it in the most ridiculous fashion, but a way that you can get it, if you think of Legos, okay, that's where I live, folks. I think of Legos. And you have all these bricks and all of these pieces, and now they have all these other pieces where you can make virtually anything. I mean, there's a whole park, a Lego park, and you put these Lego pieces together, and the whole element is Jesus is the person, the being, the entity, the strength, the power, the anointing, the the position and the divinity that joins it all together. So when you take one Lego brick and you put it on another, and you know how you put the little one side on another and you hear the little click where it comes together? That's Jesus making the click. And he does that for believers all over. And the, one of the reasons that I'm passionate about this is because you gotta stop thinking that the believers who are different than you are the problem. You are sorely misunderstanding Scripture. You are deeply, deeply misled. Jesus shows himself in the book of Revelation in the middle of the seven lampstands. He's in the middle of the church. He's not out there going, I hope they make it. I hope they get it done. I mean, it's like Jesus is in the middle of the church. And maybe the church in certain parts doesn't reflect what your preference is, which would explain why you're from a different tribe. But come to fight a war, come to take over a land, everybody in the tribes get together as one. You know, there's this thing where it's, well, if it's different, it's evil. No. If it's contrary to Jesus, it's evil. That's a whole different mindset. And so we need to be aware that this is Jesus snapping everybody together, putting it together. It all comes together in Jesus Christ. And it says, listen to this. This is just, I pulled this up this morning because I had to do a recheck on it. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Word, in the Lord. Sorry, the word rises is aukseno in the Greek, and it means increases, grows, which is why it says rises, grows. It's a perfect present tense. It's an action verb. It rises. So what Jesus is putting together is increasing. People are like, oh, the church isn't going to be ineffective. Da, 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 da. Apparently you forgot the prophecy in Daniel where the little rock is able to destroy the big statue and then the little rock becomes a mountain and takes over the universe. I mean, my point in that is for us to grasp the Lord's not done. He's working. People say, well, it's got to happen in the millennium or it's got to happen here. It's got to happen. I don't care. I care that it happens. I care that it takes place and that we look forward to that. And it says specifically that it is a holy temple unto the Lord. That's the Greek word naos. And the reason I know naos so well is I went to a church called naos. That probably helped me, right? What is naos? Naos is the holy temple where the inner sanctuary is, where God's presence dwells. And so the whole thing is just Jesus is putting this whole thing together. Okay, putting it together. And he's talking about pulling it all together. And it's all being built into a holy temple for the Lord where the very presence of God exists. And it's like, that's what we're all being built into. And it's like, that is so cool. Let me just, I'll take it all the way because I have this other thing I want to share in the next segment. With the naos, the very presence of God, you have to understand verse 22. It says, in him, in Jesus, you are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his spirit. Here's the bottom line. The purpose of this whole process is for the church to become God's address. Now, many people that use the name of Christ aren't even close. We know that. But there's many others who are trying, who might see some things different than you. And those who are true Christians, God is building and putting it together. And they're becoming a residence for God. And what's the coolest part about it that I don't think gets enough passionate preaching and teaching is that God so loves us that he's building us together so that we can hang out with him and he can hang out with us. That's a little bit of what heaven's going to be like. And I made this point earlier in the week, and I'll make it again. I think people forget that we are in corrupted bodies. So you can't have happiness that is – you can have joy, but it's tough to have a sustained joy. It's tough to have a continual happiness. Well, sure, it's tough in a fallen body, in a broken, sin-filled body. It absolutely is. But in our new glorified bodies, it will absolutely be our sheer delight to be in the presence of God 24/7, and it will be consistent. It won't drive us crazy or kill us. It'll be just awesome. Now, if you went through that, you wouldn't know what to do. You'd be thinking, oh, it's too much. It's too much. Yeah, that's because you're a broken, sinful person with a body that deteriorates. But once you have the immortal. Once your mortal body puts on the immortal, you'll be able to enjoy God's presence forever and rejoice and dance. I mean, how cool is that? And God's like, hey, I'm putting this whole thing together so we can all hang out. Like, really? I don't think I'm worth hanging out with. You're doing all that because you love us and because you want to help us? You mean you're not mad at us all the time and you're not treating us like a petri dish and everything in life's not just one big experiment so everybody can be laughing in heaven the way it feels down here because we're sinful? Like, right. God's putting it all together so he can hang out with us. I mean, we're under the construction of the Holy Spirit until we become this temple, this naos, and the Lord's going to – don't kid yourself. When the Lord needs the church to be more unified, it will be. It won't be based on, well, listen to that guy's preaching. He's the best preacher ever. Let's all follow him. That ain't going to be it. It's going to be the Holy Spirit that brings everybody in a unification process. It'll be based on the work of Jesus Christ and based on the orders of our Heavenly Father, and you'll see it. No matter what the world tells you, which they will absolutely tell you the lies because they're influenced by who? Satan, the father of lies. It's going to happen, and you might as well start getting into the program. The people of God, though different than you, the true people of God are your brothers and sisters forever. That's a portion of Christianity that needs to grow up. I don't suspect the Lord will come back and go, well, I think it's great that you all just pick on one another. You just don't get that sense, do you? Or you go into church. There's something that Mike Evans said to me today. You go to church and somebody's mad at you because you wear different clothing. Really? That's the issue? Clothing? That's the problem? Wow. I can name about 9,000 other sins that would be a much bigger problem. Although I will say some people wearing certain ties. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. See, that's humor. The bottom line is that the Lord is building us all together. And it's his work and it's his collection. And we're a part of his family. And Dad, who is our Heavenly Father, is putting it together specifically so that we can all hang out together. So instead of being stuck in a separate tribe that won't go visit another tribe, don't do that. Keep your pathways open. Make sure you're open to different encounters and meeting with different people. One of the things that I thought Great Aunt Deb, again, not Girth, Great Aunt Deb did that was great. She put people together that she knew, but that we didn't know each other. So I had a chance to meet Mike, and we had a chance to fellowship. It was great fellowship. And she paid for lunch. I mean, how bad is that? So, I mean, come on. It's like you have to think about that. There you go. I'm just trying to think. You can connect people you don't even think about that are Christians that you would think, well, that guy, he goes to the Lutheran church. Well, that guy, he goes over to the Methodist church. That guy, he goes over to the Pentecostal church. That guy, he goes over to the Southern Baptist church. If they truly believe that Jesus Christ died on that cross, was buried, and rose again, and that he ascended to the Father and he's coming back, if they truly believe the gospel call and that Jesus Christ died for their sins, that's your brother, that's your sister in the Lord. Put them together. It's really hard to get mad at one another. Now, this is a saying that we used to have in Flagstaff, which is a very divided city. It's really hard to get mad at one another eating cheeseburgers. It is. And don't start giving me the, but I'm vegan. Okay, I don't want to hear it. Okay, here's the bottom line. Eat cheeseburgers together. Have some French fries. Eat a Coke. Drink a Coke together. You'll be fine. That's your brother and sister forever. Got it? All right, we come back. I got a kind of a special thing I want to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment. Because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table. And somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it. Because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Sometimes all welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Website davidspoonmedia. I'm going to go a different direction on this very last segment. We've already done our teaching for the expository teaching in Ephesians. We've finished chapter 2. Next week, we're going to start chapter 3. And you're thinking, well, gosh, why are you so adamant about the church and the unification of the church? Guess what happens in chapter 3? That same theme is continued. And so if the Lord is taking that much time in writing and communicating to us that issue, then it must be important. I don't know. Maybe it's one of those, by this they shall know that you're my disciples, by your love one for another things. Maybe it's got something to do with that. I don't know. We'll find out. Let's do our trivia question, and then I want to talk to you about direction, seeking direction, getting direction from the Lord. So bear with me in this. This is a difficult question. I'm going to give you a lot of space in it, and Bobby's already answered two. Good job, Bobby. This is a tough one, and I want you to think about it. I just don't want you to Google it. I don't care if you look in your concordance. I don't care if you look in your Bible. Just don't Google it. And by that, I'm saying just, you know, try and find it. What did Pilate do to cleanse himself of the crucifixion? What did Pilate do to cleanse himself? Like, 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Of course, I'm praying that everybody has a great weekend. I think you know that. And I pray for you guys every day, every single day. I pray for the audience, past, present, and future. That's the way I can cover people that used to listen, and that will listen in the future. It's the only way I know to do it. Let me ask you a question. We didn't even get through. I didn't even get into this. Somebody's already calling with the answer. Now, the real question is, are we looking at a – okay, hold on. Hold on 1 second. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, Dave. This is Bobby Evans.
Oh, you're going for the hat trick. You go for the
hat. I'm trying to say, I think the question you asked, I think he just washed his hand in the bowl.
That is correct, Bobby. He washed his hands in the bowl. And let me tell you, people think that they can be a part of something and then they can just go to a bowl and wash their hands and just be done with it. And it just ain't the way it goes, is it?
No, it's only by the Holy Spirit. They got to be unified by the Holy Spirit. Yeah. That they ain't no part of it.
Yeah, it's an amazing element, though. I'm just going to wash my hands or I have nothing to do with this. Yeah, this is not going to go well for your reputation. Let me just say that. Excellent job, my friend. That's a hat trick. You're the first person on the show.
It's a different Bobby.
It is?
Yeah.
You're killing me.
This old Bobby Evans has been calling a few times, but I've been listening to them guys.
Okay. All right, so, well, then it's it's the first three Bobbies.
It's all Bobby all day.
All Bobby all day. How about that?
Right.
Is that good? You like that? Okay. Right, without Wonder Julie, I'd be in a lot of trouble. Good job. That's excellent answer. I did think it was a hat trick, but it is a hat trick. All three answers came from Bobby, just different Bobbies. Okay? Good job, my friend.
All right.
All right. God bless you.
Likewise.
Okay. Yeah, so that was good. I thought it was the same Bobby. What? I make mistakes. Ask Wonder Dude. Wonder Dude, do I ever make mistakes? You don't have to be so quick on that bell. I just want to point that out. All right. Let me ask you a question out there in Radio Land as you're out there. Here's something I want to challenge you with, and I really want you to think about this. I want you to be careful, but I want you to be aware. Have you ever felt uncomfortable or uneasy about something that you're processing? You're trying to follow the Lord, and you get this sense of you've heard me say this before. It's like your spidey senses go ding, 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 ding. There's something wrong, like, wait. Now, you know, and I know, you don't want your feelings to be the lead car on a train. In other words, the lead car on all trains, it should be truth and then love and faith, and then your feelings are going to come into play. And you say, well, why would it be truth first? That's because the true definition of love must be understood as it is defined biblically, not as the world defines, because their definition of love is contrary to God's. Okay? God's definition of love is different than that of the world. Now, you understand why the world is an enemy of God. But you have to understand that that inside of you, God has built little bells and dingies that go off from time to time. And when they go off, you can't deny it. You can't deny, something doesn't seem right. This doesn't seem right. I'm not comfortable with this. There is a purpose for that. And the wife and I, we go through this. I think we go through this a lot. You got to be careful. And why I said you got to be careful is you got to be careful because you can't let your feelings be this guideline. And I hearken always back because one time I did something very similar to this. But anyway, you can't let your feelings be the full guideline because if you eat 10 tacos and 3 churros and 2 Mountain Dews at Taco Bell, I can promise you, you will not feel the love of God. But that does not mean that the love of God doesn't exist. So that's why you got to be careful on how you do that, right? And yes, one time I tried to eat a whole bunch of tacos and churros and Mountain Dew, and I prayed for death. That's all I'm going to say. I prayed to go quickly. That's all I'm going to go with. But here's a passage that can be sometimes helpful. And if you guys ever heard of Tommy Barnett's great pastor, Phoenix, Arizona, Assembly of God pastor, and they have a wonderful church. This guy's got the greatest spirit. And his son, he has a couple of different sons. And one of his sons sold my mom her house. This is way back. We're talking years ago. I mean, 36 years ago. 37 years ago. And him and I were talking. I was talking to him in the office and we were just chatting. And he's like, you know, I'm just getting this buzz that's going off in my head and I can't figure out what it is, but I want to have some kind of scriptural reference. So we went into 2 Corinthians 2:12. It says this: now, when I went to trials to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened a door for me, I still had no peace of mind because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I said goodbye to them and went to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of him. Even though the Lord may open the door, it's not always the place to stay. Sometimes the Lord opens the door to show us that there's a different place to go to. And I'm not trying to mess up everything you're doing. I'm not trying to get you to change your life or anything. I'm just telling you that from time to time, that no peace of mind matters. And you need to be sensitive to that. You don't need to, it's not your only guide, but it is a guide. And so if you're living in life and you're like, oh, I don't know. I can tell you that I did something for a week before I did radio, but it led to the radio. It's like, I know that was the Lord going to do this. I'm going to show you this over here because I couldn't see it any other way. I don't know if it's my fault or what. I don't know how that works. But sometimes peace of mind can be part of that package by which the Lord directs you. It's not the only way, but it is a way and should be a part of the system. So again, even though the Lord may open the door, it's not always the place to stay. Sometimes the open door moves us to a better position. I'm only going to say this real quickly, and then I'm going to pray. I met this person through a business venture who was building these little houses for kids. You know those little playhouses for kids? So this is in Temecula, California. And because of meeting her, I was introduced to a pastor, which is introduced to another pastor of another church, ended up going to the church of this other pastor because we got along and da-da-da-da. It's like one thing led to the other, led to the other. The Lord opened the door, but that what first place I went when I visited with her, that was not for the place for me to stay, and I knew it. But I was still blessed to be going through the process. But sometimes that peace of mind tells you, keep looking. Other times, the peace of mind you have might say, stay right where you're at. You see? Be a little sensitive to that. You don't have to be overly legalistic on this stuff. All right, let's pray. Father, we come before you and we just, what a wonderful week. Just a wonderful time in you. You're just fantastic. You're so nice to us. Your kindness is just indescribable. And we appreciate the things that you're doing in our lives. And some of us, we're, you know, the trail is a little harder. Finances are tough. We're all wanting to win the lottery. But I'll tell you what, Lord, instead of us trying to win the lottery, let us have a little more faith that you're going to help us get through. And in getting through, let us give honor and glory to you. Share that testimony with others about your graciousness and your goodness. You have never let us down, and you never will. And we rejoice in you and praise you always. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 71-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.